Opening up a parade.
Is that a grand entrance?
Yeah. Sure. We're going to hold it?
Yeah.
Someone else is talking.
Okay, we are rolling. And we are on in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good evening. This is the April 17, 2008 Ringwood Borough Council meeting. Statement of compliance, please.
Adequate notice of this business meeting has been provided in accordance with the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, setting forth the time, date, place, and purpose of this business meeting by Resolution 2008-15, adopted January 5, 2008, through a legal notice published in the Suburban Trends, issue of January 13, 2008, and through faxes, notice, and email to the following named newspapers and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall on January 7, 2008. The Suburban Trends, the Bergen Record, and WGHT. Roll call, Mayor Davison.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Here.
Council members Conley.
Here.
Marsala. Schaefer.
Here.
Spear.
Here.
And Taukus.
Here.
Also present are substitute clerk Helen Forza, CFO Gail Beto, auditor Jim Cirola, and borough attorney Richard Klimak.
And for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Klimak has an announcement.
Yes, the first order of business will be to designate Helen Force as special deputy clerk for the purpose of this meeting. There can be a resolution so designating her and to provide for the usual compensation for her appearance. The motion?
Move it.
Second.
Who was that, Teddy?
Yes.
Teddy. And who was the second?
Donna. Deputy Mayor.
Mayor Davison.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Yes.
Council members Conley.
Yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Spear.
Yes.
Taukus.
Yes.
Ms. Rohde, some years back, had some back surgery, and it's acting up a little bit, so she had spent the day in Hackensack Hospital yesterday. And is home resting and hopefully watching and calling in to correct our mistake. And we wish you well, Kelly, but that's why she is not here. Okay, I guess the first order of business is a special privilege for me. We have a young lady, businesswoman in town that many know from TNT Photo, who is embarking on a career of retirement here. And the council thought it very important to recognize that because she's more than a great businesswoman. She's a great resident. And her volunteer efforts on behalf of all the organizations in town and even some citizens who need help has to go noticed in the form of a proclamation. So I'm happy to call up Gina Derry to present the proclamation on behalf of the council. This is a proclamation, Borough of Ringwood, County of Passaic, State of New Jersey. Whereas Gina Derry has retired as the owner of TNT Photo after 20 years of dedicated service to the Borough of Ringwood, and whereas Gina Derry was the first female president of the Chamber of Commerce and was involved in many projects with the Chamber for the betterment of the community and was a Russ Berry nominee for community involvement, and whereas Gina Derry co-chaired Project Graduation at Lakeland Regional High School for 2 years and worked with AWARE at Lakeland High School, and whereas Gina Derry raised $25,000 for the local families of the 9/11 tragedy and had many fundraisers through TNT Photo for the ambulance corps and fire departments, and whereas Gina Derry started a special program so that Ringwood Scouts could earn their photo badges and offered complimentary pictures with Santa for the children of Ringwood for 20 years, And now therefore be proclaimed by the mayor and council and the residents of our community on the occasion of Gina Deary's retirement. We wish to extend our gratitude and appreciation for 20 years of service as the owner of TNT Photo and extend all our best wishes for a long and happy retirement. Be it further proclaimed that this proclamation be spread in full upon the minutes of the meeting and the copy of same be presented to Gina on the occasion of her well-deserved retirement. So, Gina, it's my pleasure to present this to you.
I've never been at a loss for words, so I would like to say a few things. To Mayor Davison, sorry for my back.
Please, that's okay.
Deputy Mayor Anderson, Councilman Taukus, Conley, Marsala is absent. Councilwoman Schaefer and Councilman Spear. And to our Deputy Assistant Manager, Scott, and I. Mrs. Forsa. I would like to extend my deepest and heartfelt gratitude for this very special recognition. You cannot live in a community for 32 years without giving back, and I've always tried to do that. But along the way, I have had the honor and the privilege of meeting and working with so many amazing people. I am just right now slipping away. I had a few things I needed to say. I'm going to start getting very emotional. My mind, it went totally blank. They say that timing is everything, and this was my right time. Unfortunately, right after we made the decision to close the store, we found out that my son-in-law, Chris, my daughter, Tanya's husband, was to be deployed to Kuwait for a tour of duty, and he left this past January. And so now I will have time to spend with my daughter, and my two-year-old granddaughter, Sydney, will now have a chance to get to know her grandmother. And my beautiful Tara, who is here tonight, who has been my strength, my right arm, and my partner, both in business and for all of our fundraising efforts. She will be getting married in October, and I will now have time to help plan a wedding. And at this time, I would also like to publicly thank my future son-in-law, Michael Blondin, who is here tonight. Without him, I don't know what we would have done. With his efforts and time that he gave to us, and his strength and his brawn, he alone disassembled our entire store. And without him, I don't know what we would have done. So thank you, Mike. No mother could ever hope to find a young man to love, care for, and marry their daughter. I am extremely lucky. Thank you. I was blessed with two absolutely wonderful children, and they remain to be the light of my life. My girls were only 9 and 10 when we opened the store. And Tara now is going to be 31. My Tanya just turned 32. But through our children and through our customers' children, we realize how much time has truly passed. It has been a life-changing experience, and for the past 12 years, it personally has been a life-saving experience for me. And so to the council and to the people of Ringwood, on behalf of myself and my TNTs, my Tanya and my Tara, we thank you all from the bottom of our hearts.
Congratulations. Okay.
Good luck.
Same motion.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so much.
Thank you for picking Ringwood to live in.
Thank you.
We have a proclamation relative to the police department. Ticket or ticket mobilization. Whereas the safety and security of the citizens of the borough of Ringwood and surrounding areas are vitally important, and whereas the large percentage of our citizens regularly drive or ride motor vehicles on our roadways, and whereas one in five motorists, or 19% nationally, still fail to regularly wear their seatbelts while driving or riding in a motor vehicle, and whereas regular seatbelt use is the single most effective way to protect people and to reduce fatalities in motor vehicle crashes, and whereas the use of seatbelts is supported by the laws of the state of New Jersey and this borough of Ringwood, and whereas May 19 through June 1 has been named the National Clicket or Ticket Law Enforced Mobilization Period, and whereas across the country, law enforcement officers will actively be participating in the mobilization to ensure all motor vehicle occupants are buckled up day and night and to reduce the risk of injury and death caused in traffic crashes, and whereas increased enforcement of seatbelt laws coupled with publicity has proven to be an effective method to increase seatbelt use rates and decrease fatal crashes, Now therefore, I, Walter Davis, and Mayor of the Borough of Ringwood, do hereby proclaim and announce May 19th through June 1 as the Clicket or Ticket Mobilization in the Borough of Ringwood, and urge all citizens to always wear seatbelts when driving or riding on our roadways. Okay. Approval of minutes.
Mr. Mayor, Ms. Rohde asked us to carry those minutes to the next meeting, if you could.
Do that. Okay. It's now time for our initial general public portion. Anyone wishing to make a statement, please come forward and state your name and address.
Hold it up.
Thank you.
You need it up anymore?
All right. Thank you. You're welcome. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Michael Curran. My address is 201 Skyline Lake Drive. I've been a resident of Ringwood for, I guess, 40 years. I have recently, the previous Wednesday, there was an article in the Bergen Record that indicated an ongoing problem, which is 5 years old, is still prevalent, still pressing, and possibly ongoing. I would hope that we could resolve the problem with the rocks or with the what do you call it?
The litigation?
No, well, the litigation also. I forget the word, the repair or the correction of the condition that exists over there. It seems it's completed, it's done, and the issue that remains is, I guess, a possible reimbursement from the borough. One of the items that I had received, or my attorney received, was a stipulated settlement, a release. And that release, one of the line items indicated that the municipality was going to bear the cost for all labor and materials. I have a copy of that if anybody would want to see that. So when that was signed and done, I assumed that the entire issue was laid to rest, and we could do. At any rate, I understand it's in the hands of a special counsel. I for what reason I don't know. Mr. Klemek decided that there was a potential for conflict, but it seems to be a clear-cut issue. But regardless, that's his decision. Whatever. I would implore the council to rescind the abatement notice that is on that property, being that the work is completed and hopefully to the satisfaction of all parties. so as I can go about the business of attempting to market or, you know, whatever, dispose of the property. With the abatement notice in place, there's a cloud on title, and it's impossible to do anything other than just pay taxes on it. And it's been ongoing for 5 years now, and it's be nice to have some closure. So thank you for your attention, and hopefully for the rescinding that abatement notice or negating it at any rate. Thank you.
I would just say, Mr. Curran, it probably would be an executive session item since there is litigation involved in it.
Okay.
I know if Mr. Klimak is recusing himself,
I can say this much. As Michael knows, it is in litigation. Mr. Curran has counsel. The borough has special counsel. That's one of the issues in the litigation, and it should be discussed between the attorneys. As to its resolution, we can't publicly discuss it because of the nature of the matter, litigation. But your attorney should contact the borough's attorney. In fact, I'll make a note to ask the borough special counsel to look into that matter and discuss it with your attorney. But this council couldn't take any independent action on it anyway. They have to have the advice of counsel to do that. Okay.
All right.
So I'll make a note. All right.
Okay.
How close are you and Dick? You raise this a little bit.
Sure.
Oh God.
Hey. Higher?
You get an arm wrestling, huh? I can't turn. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you. You smell nice too.
Thank you very much.
Ron Nattigan, 4 Joseph Lane.
What are you doing Saturday?
Touché. I have a question for the CFO, and I don't know whether I should ask it now or when the budget is introduced, because then I also want to make a comment, so I need some advice.
Is it on the budget? Is it
on the budget? Well, it's related to the budget.
What is the question?
Maybe. What is the question?
Yes.
Okay. I want to know why the recycling tonnage grants that the borough receives aren't shown on sheet 9 of the budget. Whereas Wanacue does it, and we don't. And we didn't do it when I was here, so I'm not throwing stones. I just didn't know about it.
Okay, maybe that should wait, because we have the auditor and the CFO here that could answer during that public.
We're not talking about a lot of money either. Because there's no way that the way the borough does it, or I don't know how the borough does it, but there's no way to anticipate. There's no way to find out what we're anticipating for the current year. There's no paper trail.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
I bring that down, sister.
Is this a fifth
move?
No.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Sister Matthew, and I'm from Mount St. Francis in Ringwood. I haven't been here a while because I was quite busy with the art exhibit. Our number one is that the senior citizens have been asking me about when the exercises are going to go back into function. We had a grand time, and the last time I was here, there was a woman who was going to talk about it, and evidently she said she knew that our names were all on record, but no one has called. At least no one called me or any of the ladies and gentlemen I met. And at this time, I still want to thank again Mrs. Tall, because she did this all on her own time, and it meant that every Tuesday and Thursday morning, the entire morning, she was busy with the senior citizens. And she did not stop this because she didn't come in on the council, but she needed some time, some free time for herself. So I always will say, God bless her, because she made us very, very happy. I want to say thank you for taking care of the shrubs, even though I haven't seen them yet, but I'll go look. I read where Ringwood, again, is up for a tourist attraction. Well, maybe part of the tourist attraction will be the art and photo exhibit in March, and Mr. Donaldo Garcia's very professional concerts that he has several times during the year at the Presbyterian Church on Carltondale Road. And I feel very, very bad that not many people from Ringwood come. Not many people at all. I think the last time it was just maybe one-to-one, orchestra and people. Very, very sad. And I want to thank anybody who came to our art exhibit because it was just fun for all. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Good evening. Robin Canetti, 310 Lakeview Avenue. I want to talk about the tree ordinance you're considering. Last meeting, hadn't been on the agenda, but you talked about it, and then you said it was going to be on the agenda tonight, and it isn't. But I'm going to talk about it anyway because it's the public portion.
Sure.
I realize that it's been onerous to enforce and that it's put a burden on people who have to debate being denied and come before the council. But I would like you to reconsider very seriously before you throw the baby out with the bathwater. Because the fact of the matter is the ordinance at its heart is a very good ordinance. It protects in a lot of ways one of our major natural resources. There were a couple of comments made, I believe, by the attorney and by council people that we have to trust the people who live on the property and you can't really tell people what to do with their property. But the fact of the matter is we do that all the time. It's called land use ordinances. And through land use ordinances, we protect the health, safety, and welfare of our community and our natural resources. And if someone had a stream going through their property, they could not just dam it at that point because that would be messing with Mother Nature. And the trees are part of what this community is. And so if someone has smaller trees, the ordinance does allow for that. They can take down smaller trees, whether anybody approves it or not. But there's a certain size and age of a tree that the heart of the ordinance and the spirit of the ordinance was trying to protect. And that should not go away because what's important to one person, I think Councilwoman Schaefer said, trees are expensive, people don't cut them down willy-nilly. Well, no, they don't. But they might cut it down to put in a jacuzzi. And on balance, a jacuzzi and a 200-year-old tree, somebody who's actually overseeing that might say to them, the jacuzzi is best put someplace else, save the tree. So again, the spirit of that ordinance is good. And I think you had mentioned a couple of other ways. The zoning board, not that we need more work as a member of the zoning board, but we are used to looking at those things and weighing the values of what one person wants to do to their property to how it impacts everybody else that lives around them. Or just going through Kelly Rohde or somebody, the enforcement officer, Mike Heck, somebody needs to look at it because you can't just trust people's best judgment at all times. And those trees, we know from global warming, we're in trouble. And we can't just take this very lightly and revert back to 10 a year, 1 year, then we're down to 9, then we're down to 8. And then we're not Ringwood anymore, we're Wayne, or God forbid, Newark, or somewhere where there just is no greenery left. So I hope you will reconsider and not, again, I know Mr. Troy has strong feelings about it, but he makes his living cutting down trees. So to just listen to that point of view is a little skewed. And, you know, I've had 26 years of reviewing land use as a member of various zoning boards. Sometimes somebody else just has to say to someone who's trying to do something to their own property, there might be a better way to do this. Let's rethink it. So I hope you'll rethink the ordinance and you won't just rescind it without a real clear definition of what you want out of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. this microphone. Good evening, Steve Michelin, 29 Whaleback Terrace in Ringwood, New Jersey. Beautiful Ringwood, New Jersey. I see we have a surprise this evening. We have a deputy borough manager. Folks, I find our town politics fascinating. But I'm an independent. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I really don't care how you run the town, except when my tax dollars get involved. And I'm just wondering, Mr. Heck, I liked you as a councilman, liked you as a mayor. I think I even voted for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But one has to wonder that the person who's the chairman of the Ringwood Republican Club in 2007 all of a sudden becomes a deputy borough manager in 2008. I'm not saying you're not qualified. I'm just wondering if there was some kind of transparent and fair process to look at qualified candidates. I don't run the town, but I'm assuming that there was a job search, or is this something just smacks of favoritism as an outsider? To me, I'm wondering if you can explain to me, better yet, if you can explain to the people on Channel 77, the residents of Ringwood, what happened? How did we all of a sudden go from chairman of Ringwood Republican Club, Republicans take office, out goes a borough manager. I don't know if the old borough manager was qualified or not, but in comes a new one who just happened to be the chairman of the Republican Club. Can you, anyone here on the council, help me out, understand this?
I can mention that it's my understanding Mr. Heck has taken a leave of absence from the position as the Ringwood Republican leader. And not having been at the last meeting, I can tell you that I am proud to have him sitting next to me, because he was a mayor, he was a councilman, but he was more than that. He was good. He was terrific at what he did. Probably no one at this table has the knowledge of this community that Scott Heck does.
Mayor Davidson, I'm not...
If you don't mind.
I'm sorry.
In two or three weeks that he's here, I have had nothing but compliments about the work. We've been looking for work to get done for years. I'm not criticizing the employees, but there was not much leadership here. Scott is providing that. I can tell you that there are several projects that are ongoing and will be completed under his jurisdiction and tutelage, and as I said, I'm one happy individual that he's here.
And I'll add to it, when you talked about the former manager, if he was qualified or not, the answer is absolutely not.
Again, I'm not trying to say the former manager was not qualified or qualified. Mr. Heck may be the best person for the position. I'm questioning the process, how we ended up with a deputy borough manager. On the surface, prima facie, if you were, Mr. Klemek, it looks, it stinks. It doesn't pass the sniff test, guys. Am I the only one?
Yeah.
You're the only one I've heard.
Okay, then, thank you.
Okay.
I guess just so Mr. Michelin doesn't feel alone, he's not the only one. And I guess the question I have is, how many other candidates were interviewed?
I don't have an answer. That was the manager's appointment. As you know, Mr. Hetrick was gone.
Right.
Mr. Rohde was made acting manager by this council. And it became very obvious you would need some staff support. And with Mr. Hetrick's salary being removed from the budget, Mr. Heck is making considerably less than that. So it's mm-hmm. cost savings to the borough, and I'm telling you, Mr. McGowan, he's worth it. He's doing an outstanding job, and he will continue to. Mr. Heck has been taking courses at Rutgers for a couple of years at least in the municipal government, public works, and he's just outstanding. I don't know if there were other applicants for it, but In my opinion, I don't know that anyone would match up to his qualifications and his knowledge and understanding of the Ringwood Borough.
I guess we won't know if you never advertised and never interviewed other people.
It was probably not advertised, but I don't know that it was necessary to be advertised.
I find it hard to believe that they're, you know, he's the only person. I'm not saying he's not doing a good job or a bad job. It's, as Mr. Michelin said, it's process. And, there is a certain sniff test that causes a problem. And it's just the way it is.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion.
Robin Canetti, 310 Lakeview. I'm going to come back. So it's not the only the two of them saying something doesn't seem quite right. A $60,000 a year job should be a job that is, resumes are looked at. If you go to the League of Municipalities, and there actually is an association of borough managers, there are recommended criteria, which includes degrees in public administration. Ken Hetrick, you may not have liked the way he did his job, but I believe he had a PhD in public administration. I know in my last town, both administrators we had masters in public administration. $60,000 is not a small salary. It does come with benefits. I'm wondering, was there a car as part of that deal too? Since in the last council we had a lot of discussions about all the borough vehicles, is there a borough car as well?
I'm driving my own car.
Okay, thank you.
What happens down the road, I don't know, but I'm taking my car to a lot of borough functions.
So again, we've created $60,000 before we've even approved the budget, introduced the budget, balanced the budget. On the one hand, we're telling people we're really in trouble. It seems to me it was a little premature to create a job at that salary level for a novice who's going to have to learn on the job, whether you know Ringwood or not. So I just wanted to second and third what they had said. There are people who are wondering how that came to be.
I do have to disagree with your statement relative to novice. I don't consider Mr. Heck a novice, perhaps in this position, but
well,
I'm sure
in this position,
his performance will absolutely justify his appointment
that may
by
be,
the manager.
But I have been a hiring person for about 30 years, and when we hire people, you pay on a scale based on experience and education. And unless you create an array of people by which you can compare, when you're only looking at one, and that one jumps right into a $60,000 a year job, which I believe was what Kelly was making not that long ago, and Kelly had been in that position for quite a while and had whatever degrees borough clerks have. I mean, I know she had those initials after her name to be a borough clerk. So to, again, jump into that kind of a salary without a really proper job search and looking at the other candidates in the state of New Jersey, again, there is an association of borough managers. If you had looked, you might have found someone, not necessarily someone who lived in Ringwood, but managing a government is managing a government, whether it's Ringwood or West Milford or some other town. You're still dealing with many employees in the borough, a very large budget, and in this job, a novice. So I didn't like it being said that nobody else has said that. Maybe it depends on what party you're in, or Mr. Michelin, who's an independent. If you're not in the party faithful of the Republicans, you might be wondering how this came about.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to address the council? Yes, sir.
I'm Ron Pagano. I own about 16 acres right next door to Fieldstone Shopping Center. I was here, I think, two or three mayor and council meetings ago. Mayor Davis was not here. I don't think Mr. Heck was, but most of you were. And I left you with two questions, and one was the status of the master plan and the status of the wastewater management, mainly the master plan, how it pertains to the area where I am, being right next door, or let's say in a possible redevelopment area. So does anyone have any answers on those two questions I gave maybe two, 3 weeks ago?
How come the auspices of the planning board?
Yeah, I was there and came back, and that's why I was at the meeting two or three weeks ago here, because they said talk to you guys, basically. But does anyone have any answers?
The master plan is totally a product of the planning board. They develop it, they conduct the hearings on it, and they put it together. It's not a council prerogative. Now, Councilman Spear, I think the discussion at the last meeting was a developmental plan vis-a-vis the Highlands Act.
There is a new draft land use plan, as far as I understand. I think it consolidated. We right now have something between 15 and 20 zones. I might have consolidated them down to 5. But that's kind of in a holding pattern until we see what the Highlands is going to do. We're going to have to conform our zoning to the Highlands zoning until the Highlands actually publishes what their zoning will be. It didn't make sense to spend further borough effort and money to derive our own land use plan.
Well, I was at the Highlands a couple times, and that's not what they're telling me. They're telling me to come to Ringwood, and I think we spoke about it last time, talk about a delineation area in that area down by the Fieldstone Shopping Center. So I know we spoke about that, and that's what really the Highlands is waiting for when it comes to, let's say, this area of town where I am for possible development. If we could show them a delineation, or even if prior to that you could tell or give me or some, or let's say other property owners in the area, that this will be a possible redevelopment area instead of a preservation area. That's what we're looking for, and that's what the Highlands is looking for. Is that your that's not your understanding?
No. I think I understand what you're driving at, but a redevelopment zone like that which you speak would necessarily draw in a bunch of different property owners. It's not something we can do unilaterally, I don't think. I think that would take a significant amount of discussion and planning to get there. And I don't think the planning board certainly is not there yet to do that. We did do that exercise using the Highlands rules or the actual legislation to figure out how you would delineate a redevelopment area. Since then, I think the Highlands Council came out with new guidance as far as how you delineate these redevelopment areas, and tell you the truth, I'm only halfway through it. It's only about 30 pages, but I haven't read the whole thing yet to see how that gets done. I don't know what to tell you with regard to setting up a redevelopment area in Ringwood right now, especially prior to the final promulgation of the Highlands Master Plan.
Well, it's my understanding through my engineer, Conkling Engineer in Tibor, you probably know him, that this has to be really delineated first, and I'm willing to save the borough money by doing it. Figuring the impervious surfaces and surfaces out of the surrounding properties, like you probably know, that has to be done,
right,
including my piece, including Mr. Forbes' piece. Look at the overall picture and go from there. So I'm coming to the table here to discuss this further and see if it makes any sense, because it makes a lot of sense to me, and I've been doing this for almost 30 years, so.
I don't, considering your offer, I think at this time it's in the best interest of the borough's going to delineate, if they're getting into it, that borough resources do it, and that at least at this time a private person not do it on their own property and develop all the data from which the borough would draw their conclusions. So in the first instance, it has to be the borough that does it, because we have to have a wide view of all properties. It can't be done with the name of a specific property. It has to be a neutral criteria. So we wouldn't ask a private property owner to develop, to do our plan for us and be the source of input and conclusions. Certainly, any property owner, including you, can be an assistance, can be an aid to it, and which should have input as a citizen and a property owner. But you wouldn't be the driving force in preparing the data.
No, I'm just looking to be a team member here.
I'm sorry?
Someone has to start this, and I figure if I can, you know, be a team player here and come together with everybody, I just need to know if you even want anything on this area. I think it makes sense, but if you don't, there's really no point in doing any delineation, wasting any time, because from what I understand, this has been going on for a year or two.
Well, as Councilman Spear said, the planning board is leading on this subject, and they're waiting for the final Highland regulations, because as he stated, our ordinances and our master plan has to conform because we're in the preservation zone. So we have to find out what the Highland's going to finally impose, and then we take our options from there, and what they are, that'll be after public input, public hearings, and hearing what all the people, including you, have to say.
Well, it sounds like the Highlands is telling me something different than what you're telling me. The board is telling me. I mean, they're also telling me at the Highlands that it's really home rule, too.
Well, boy, I wish that were the case.
Mr. Pagano, could you please have the Highlands send us something? Because we're not seeing any communication from these folks, and that might be helpful, at least as far as seeing what they consider our prerogatives to be at this point.
But do you think it might be a possibility you're not hearing from them because maybe they're waiting to hear from you?
No, I don't think so. We haven't had no communication.
I don't know.
It's your town. And they
had no communication from them, Mr. Began.
So then I've had more communication with them than you're saying?
That could be.
Wow. Because I know there was a grant or something with the master plan that was at some sort of status where they had to do some sort of delineation with that grant of some type. I think Ms. Forsa mentioned something on that to me.
It was all hypothetical.
All hypothetical.
It was just to show them how you could do... how you could prepare something. It was not etched in stone. It was just a hypothetical exercise.
Right. Well, as most of you know, you've been living in this town for a long time. You know the area better than me. And I just know that looking at the area, what's been developed, and there's not much left to develop because of its location, that it should be at least put in the master plan, that senior housing should go there. I've investigated this property with a lot of time, effort, and money over the years. Looked into a shopping center there, looked into other things there. And from what Highlands is telling me, my engineer's telling me, my planner's telling me, and other people, professionals, are telling me, the right use is to work with the land, keep the land, disturb it as least amount as possible. And I'm just looking for guidance because I'm getting nowhere. And I'm looking to help.
There's nothing further we could say. May we just be
right? And I'm not looking to say I'll be the only team player making this delineation, but it starts with a delineation, the Highlands is telling me. It's your town. You would want to delineate. Even if you're the Highlands, you told them to delineate it. You wouldn't want them to delineate it. It's your town. I would think if someone comes to you and says, you know, I'm willing to bear the burden of delineating it, the area, I'll start it, and we'll work together to see if it's anything worth pursuing. You got nothing to lose. Except for if you don't want anything there, then that's a different story.
Well, at the risk of repeating ourselves and engaging in redundancy, the impetus would start with the borough. They would not. I do not think that the planning board or the council would want a private party to do the delineations for the reason I stated. It has nothing to do with any bias on the part of the private party. It's just that the council and the planning board has to look at a wider interest, if they're interested at all in pursuing the issue. What we could do is we could ask the planning board. Well, you've already asked the planning board if they want to pursue that.
At the last meeting that Mr. Pagano was at, Mr. Dunn said that we had to go through a whole process and that we had to have public hearings. We had to do a visioning process, and we had to do public hearings, and all property owners would come, and it was premature at this time to set anything.
Okay. So just sit back and wait, you're saying?
I think so, until these events transpire that Mr. Spear referred to.
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else looking to come forward?
Seeing no one, I move we close public.
Second.
Paul?
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Talk?
Yeah.
Okay. We're up to old business. Mr. Attorney?
Well, you want to do the budget?
We're going to move the budget discussion. Mr. Cerullo is here from our auditing firm.
Unfortunately, Ms. Rohde couldn't be here tonight to do her PowerPoint presentation that I'm going to take you through this evening on the budget before we have our public hearing. So if you'll all bear with us, me for a minute, I'm going to go through that. Before you do, I do want to thank Mayor Davidson and Councilman Taukus. I am a 40-year resident. I have served on just about every board in town at one point or another. I was a mayor and on council for 12 years.
I've worked in the facilities maintenance industry for a lot of years. I can't tell you the process because I wasn't here for the process. I do know that the manager does have resumes and did go through some type of selection process. I don't know what it is. I can't speak to that. But what I can tell you is on days like yesterday and today, when there was an issue where she couldn't be here, she had meetings set up, she had a lot of events going on, she had this meeting tonight, she needed somebody that was fairly comfortable with the community, that could carry on in her place, that didn't have a learning curve, because I have been here for quite some time. I was able to pick up those pieces and start the process in her absence, so you know, there wasn't any learning curve at this point for any of those things. I am going to take you through her PowerPoint presentation. I think Ron just turned my computer off, though, so I'm going to have to restart it. So bear with me. I had that set up perfect, Ron. Maybe Gail could answer Ron's question while I get the computer reset up.
Good idea. This is Beto. Do you remember the question?
Oh, you identify yourself.
In regard to the, I believe you're speaking
name,
about Jim Cirillo, Borough Auditor's Office.
Thank you.
In response, I believe you're asking about the recycling tonnage grant that other communities receive.
Well, I want to know why Q has it in the budget. Right there. And we don't. So, where's the audit trail?
The Chief Financial Officer, Beto, said the amount that was received this year is approximately $4,900. And looking back into the audit report that I have with me, the funds that have been received in prior years are sitting as a reserve on the balance sheet of the borough. And I don't know the answer why they haven't been anticipated in prior years, and some of it, I guess, could be the dollar amount, but there's the accumulation there that could be utilized as part of a budget amendment, because the borough is not planning on adopting the budget tonight. They're just planning on having the public hearing, and those funds could be utilized as part of the budget amendment process. Looking at the dollar amount for the borough of Wanacue, and our firm happens to be the auditor for the borough. In particular, I'm not the one in charge of the account, but just looking at the dollar amounts that you have there, it looks like they had some accumulation also that they hadn't anticipated until the 2007 budget. As you can see, the dollar amount for 2008 is much smaller. What basically happens with that money, say the money that comes in for 2007, it becomes what you call an unappropriated grant, and then that dollar amount gets anticipated in the subsequent year budget, or if during the year when it came in you had use in that current year, there's a special provision to anticipate it as a special item of revenue.
The one key budget sheet says,
right,
realized in cash in 2007.
Right.
And it's almost $24,000 that they got.
And I'm telling you, that wasn't a dollar amount that was received in a single year.
You mean this is fictitious?
No. I'm telling you that amount was an amount of money that had accumulated as an unappropriated grant for several years, and then they decided in 2007 to utilize that. That's why the dollar amount...
Are you with the auditing firm in
Wanacue? Yes, I am.
Okay, but you still haven't answered my question. Why there's no paper trail for Ringland?
There is a paper trail, and I just told you it's in the audit report as an unappropriate.
Can you?
Yeah.
You know, this is a very fundamental question.
If right, I'm just trying to tell you what the accounting is.
I want to see a paper trail.
The money comes in and it gets recorded in the borough's books, and it says,
"Hey, it's not a debate. Cut it off."
So, the question I have is: do we change the procedure so that we do things the way Wanacue does, so that someone like myself, when I go on the website, I can see how much we got in recycling tonnage grants.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yes, you can.
By the way, why don't you, with the borough administrator, who's got a lot of things on his table, on his plate, brought in over five times as much as Ringwood did last year, Walter?
I will provide for you, Mr. Madigan, and just what makes up the $21,000, because I'm telling you that's not a single year
but
entitlement.
You're not answering my question. I want to know if we can have it in the budget, and she's not.
Yes, we could. And that's what I'm telling you. Through the budget amendment process, we were going to do that.
Okay.
And the auditor is telling you that they didn't receive $21,000 in 2007. He is the auditor for the borough of
What happens is, I don't want to get into the boring details of the accounting of it. But there's an accounting, there's a journal entry that takes place to real.
It says realized in cash in 2007. This is the one, this is the Ringwood one, which doesn't say anything. It says $23,755.23.
It's an accounting procedure.
Excuse me?
It's an accounting procedure.
You call it an accounting procedure, I call it a gimmick. Okay, but I'm not going to do that. Want to use budget. I'd like to see our recycling tonnage grants in the budget in the future.
And that's going to take
place. So we can have a paper trail.
Right. And that's going to take place through the budget amendment process.
Okay.
So you'll see it in the future.
I have no idea what Wanacue received in 2007, but I bet you a cup of coffee it wasn't $21,000. That's several years.
But here, you can read it for yourself.
No, I believe you, Ron.
Well, I don't know.
I believe you.
The public might not. What does it say? You're all the way over on the right.
Yeah.
$23,755.
You'd have to go to Wanacue and ask them. They're asked their finance director why they show it this way.
I spoke to Tom Carroll about it.
And he said he realized that much money in cash?
I didn't ask him that question, but he didn't say he did.
Okay. Mr. Heck.
I'm sorry to have my back to you, but this is as far as the microphone reaches.
Are all the lights out? You want more lights out?
Again, Ms. Rohde prepared this brief PowerPoint. I hope I don't put you all to sleep. It's unfortunate she can't be here tonight. What makes up your tax bill? Municipal taxes, county taxes, and school taxes. The county taxes are 22.4%, as you're going to see. The municipal taxes is 21%, and the school taxes is 56.6%.
Could I stop you there for a second?
Sure.
Just so the public sees, I mean, we've been saying it all along, we spend less on municipal services than we send down to Patterson for them to prepare their county budget.
That's the county budget, yes.
Shut Ringwood Borough Hall down, and you're still going to pay 80% or 79% of your tax bill.
Correct.
To the schools and the county.
You can break it down to be 21 cents of every dollar.
Yeah.
When you do percentages, some people will be confused about the terminology. That's 21 cents on a dollar, 23.4 cents on a dollar, and 56.6 cents on every dollar.
That's correct.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, John.
The Ringwood tax history from 2002 to 2007. As you can see, the Ringwood municipal tax rates remain pretty consistent along here. The county tax rate has remained pretty consistent. Essentially, in 2007, tax 90.98, the county tax rate of 1.05, and the school tax rate of 2.64, or 56.6%, totaling your current tax rate of 4.66. This is also going to be on the website, so that anybody wants to review this, they're going to put it on there so that you can do that, because I'm kind of going through it a little bit quick. But essentially, that's how your tax history is over the years, from 2002 to 2007. Pardon me? Big jump in what?
2007.
For the percentage. Municipal tax rate. I know. The use of surplus from 2002 to 2008, as you can see, and this is a little misleading because our school tax are collected from June to June, but essentially you can look at the percentage of the surplus that's been used. Here's the used amount in 2006, $1,720,000, and it goes all the way down 2000. Last year it was $1,850,000, and this year we're using $840,000 of surplus. You can also see that the declining remaining balance of the surplus over the last bunch of years and where we all were as of January 1st of this year. Salary wages portion of the budget is made up of this. Administrative, there's 26 employees. The 26 employees make up 31.7% of the workforce in the borough hall. 19% of the actual salaries for $911,808. The police department makes up 27 employees. The percentage of the employees is 32.9%, and the total of 52.2% of the salary and wages line item for $2,502,256. The DPW has 20 employees with a 24.3% of the workforce. The wages are 19.7% for $942,041. The building department has 5 employees, 6% of the workforce, 3.4% of the wages for $163,290. The Board of Health has 4 employees, 4.8% of the workforce, 5.7% of the actual dollar amount, which you see down here, $4,794,502 in wages. And that brings us down to the total, which I just mentioned. So there's a total of 82 employees in the borough, and that's how the makeup of the actual salary and wages line item is, so that you guys know what's going on. The major budget increases for 2008. Salary and wages, these are automatic increases based upon employee contracts, $93,014. Public employee retirement system includes all personnel except the police, $69,418 increase. The police, and, well, we don't have fire retirement system, but the PFRS, $162,773 increase. Our utilities went up $32,000. And our debt service for things that have been borrowed have been increased this year, $186,626, for a total fixed increases of $543,831. This is a 2003 through 2007 total revenues and expenditures. As you can see, what's happening with our revenues, we had a significant drop here in revenue. We had an increase here in revenue. So the revenues in 2007 were $4,094,355. The budget expenditures is underneath, as you can see, and you see the what's happening with the budget. It's increasing, and here there's we had a mild decrease here from 13,000 down to 13,546,000 down to 13,376,000. The budget comparisons. Oh, I went too far. 2007, you cast a budget of $14,808,756 with a tax levy of $8,570,037. Your 2008 budget is $14,306,078, which is a decrease of $502,678 with a tax levy that has gone up. $8,908,085. The increase in the actual amount to be raised by taxes is $338,048. The reason for that is with the revenues being down, even though the budget is down $500,000, the revenues are down significantly, and that's what's generating that actual tax increase of $338,048. So that's what's generating that.
Mr. Heck?
Yes.
That $338,048?
Yes.
If we do not adopt tonight and we receive that money from North Jersey District Water Supply for the land sale, that will reduce that by $150,000?
If, in fact, we close on the property from North Jersey, that would can we use that in the budget this year?
Yes, we can. Well, just prior to budget adoption.
Yes. If we got the $170,000 that our illustrious governor took from us, would that also affect that number?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so we would be down. We would be up $320,000. So you have $18,000.
Correct.
Difference.
Yeah, if the governor restores some of the cuts that he's made to our financial aid, that would also go into the budget and help us. And that's one of the reasons we're going to talk about the public hearing tonight, but we're not going to adopt this evening.
Okay. Thank you.
So the $338,000 is something that you might be able to change depending upon whether we can close on that property in time and if, in fact, the governor changes some of his funding policies. And here's the mythical $188,000 home that everybody talks about. Ringwood averaged $188,000 home. Oop, I went too far. Okay. Pushed the wrong button. Each tax point is $18.80 per year for an average home. The proposed tax increase this year is a 5-point tax increase. Based upon that $188,000 assessed home, it's a $109.04 increase. Now, there's a couple things that you need to keep in mind. First of all, your homes are not assessed at 100% value, so that's not a representation of what your value actually is today. After the revalue will be 100% value, so all those numbers will adjust. And if, in fact, some of those things that we just talked about are the funding is restored and the closing on the property, this may come down to a negligible amount. So I have to thank Ms. Rohde for doing this because she kind of put it all together, and I could have probably propped her here tonight, but she, unfortunately, as much as she wanted to be here, couldn't do it. So I thank her for that. And I think that's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you.
Very nice presentation.
Thanks. Any council discussion or questions on that presentation?
Mayor, how long do you think, or Mr. Neff, how long do you think we might have to wait for that money, or is there any time?
Excuse me?
The hearing from Governor Corzine and during the money.
Jim probably could answer that better, but we're hoping by May 1st we'll have a better indication or have some more knowledge on.
The governor has talked about possibly phasing in some of the aid deductions. As long as we can find areas, the state can find areas to make up for that. You really probably won't find out until the state does come up with the final budget, which is supposed to be prior to June 30th. I think prior to then, we should know which way the state legislators are leaning before then. But I'd say at this point in time, realistically, you're looking at the end of June, the beginning of July, the latest, and finally know exactly what's going to happen with the state aid numbers.
Okay. Thank you.
If the budget is adopted and we wind up getting some of that money back, that goes into surplus?
What would happen right now, and the state hasn't decided yet on any municipalities, just to say if you decided to adopt your budget tonight, the state would not certify the amount to be raised by taxes to the county board of taxation. Talking to the division, they're not sure. They would be waiting to hear what the state's going to do with that state aid before they certify anything. If you had adopted your budget and the state decided to reinstitute a portion of the state aid, then that amount would automatically go to reduce the amount to be raised by taxes.
Okay.
Unless the state decided, well, it's holding up the process of municipalities sending out tax bills, and then at that point in time, they would let you certify a tax levy based on what you adopt, and whatever additional funds come in, they make you reserve that to utilize in the subsequent year's budget for tax relief.
Okay. So we don't have a deadline for adopting the budget at this point?
The statutory deadline is April 20th for adopting the budget. We're recommending our clients just to hold a public hearing and wait and see what the state does. I mean, you have some other avenues you're also looking at.
Sure.
Again, before you have the sale of that property and want to utilize that as part of tax relief, you can only do it after having signed closing, signed document and closing from prospective purchaser. Everything is looking that it can only get better for the borough as far as what the overall tax change from 2007 to 2008 is.
Thank you. We need a resolution to have
it. I think you should actually open it for discussion.
Yeah, okay. The floor is now open for discussion on the...
You need a motion?
I just asked that. We do.
So
okay,
moved.
Motion.
I'll second that. Yeah. Oh, wait. Who moved it?
Bill and Donna.
Mayor Davison.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Yes.
Council members Conley.
Yes.
Marsala.
Yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Spear.
Yes.
Taukus.
Yes.
Okay. Now the floor is open.
Thanks, Ted. In the 2008 budget that's on the webpage, there doesn't appear to be any salaries in for the legal of $38,000, which Mr. Klimak gets as a salary. Is there a reason for that?
It's not a salary. It's a contractual item. He's not allowed to be in a pension
right.
The OE budget.
Gail, I'm going to repeat that so that the public at home can hear it. You said that he no longer is a salary item. He's a contracted item, and he's no longer a pensionable, and that's why he's no longer in that line item.
So that changed since last year?
Yes.
So basically it went from the salary line into the OE. Okay. Just so long as it didn't get missed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I need a raise.
Thanks. Anita Urasi, 87 Smoky Ridge Road, Ringwood. I just have a question on COA. Last year, we had a $10,000 line item for COA in the budget, which it says it was paid or charged, so that means it was spent, correct? And this year, we have it in our budget. But what have we done with COA? What do we apply the $10,000 for each
year?
What?
It was last year.
I know. What are we going to... What was it for last year?
Spent on legals for COA.
What have we done with COA? What have we... Do we have a plan? Do we spend the money on housing? What do we do with the $10,000?
I think there's a legal and engineering... that they spent it on. I wasn't here last year, so I don't know. But they probably spent it on some professional fees last year. For that.
There was I believe some litigation that there were attorneys for last year. I can tell you this year, our planner, Mr. Klimak, have worked on sending a letter to COA. It's about an 8 or 10 page letter, and the new numbers have come out, and they're working with trying to assess the third round rules. So there's always ongoing participation by the borough, either by the borough or the planning board on COA.
Do we actually have any COA housing in Ringwood?
Yes, we do. Spectrum on Morris Avenue was a COA project. Ringwood got credit for that. That there are persons who are suffering from certain handicaps. That's one area. I haven't been at this for 5 years, so that's...
We did a lot of rehabilitation.
Yeah, rehabilitation, yes.
Right.
What we're doing now with COA is, as Mrs. Forster stated, is COA's came down with another round of obligations. We've reviewed it, and it's our opinion that the methodology is flawed. And we have... The mayor, along with the mayor, the planner, and I, sent a letter to COA, which you can get a copy of, setting forth our grounds for objections to their methodology. And then I've learned that we're not the only municipality that is concerned with the statistical nature of how COA's impose burdens on municipalities. So our first priority is to point out the flaws in their statistics, and we gladly meet with them to discuss it further. In fact, we requested a meeting.
Okay.
They, doubled our requirement. Our
COA requirement.
Our affordable housing requirement has been doubled, even though we're in the Highlands Preservation District. And something wrong with that.
And I have one other question.
Sure.
Just only because I don't know what this is. It says Emergency Services Volunteer Length of Service Award Program. And last year, for 2007, it was $55,000. And this year, we've increased it $25,000. And I just, could you tell us, share with us what that does and what it pays for?
Well, I can tell you that many years ago, the voters voted on an initiative to give a length of service award to our volunteers that, you know, protect us, ambulance corps, fire departments. I can't tell you exactly why that was increased, though I think there was a shortfall in it last year, but Gail could probably tell you.
And that was not budgeted last year. It's a sort of retirement plan.
It's a small annuity,
yes.
What it turns out to be. It's you know.
And for this is for the retiring volunteers, correct?
No. It's for all the, every volunteer that serves X amount of hours, and there's a state formula, receives a dollar amount into a pension account, I guess, for their years of service. It's it's a length of service program for them to encourage more volunteers to participate in the program in town and to volunteer on our ambulance corps and fire department. And it's something that the voters voted on. And what Gail mentioned was that it was underfunded last year, and that's why they had to add and transfer into it last year. This year, we, instead of transferring at the end of the year, we put it in the beginning of the year.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
And for everyone who doesn't know what COA is Council on Affordable Housing at Home, and we have an obligation in a nutshell to provide low and moderate housing based upon certain criteria that the state gives us. And for those of you who don't understand that at home, I just wanted to explain that quickly.
And if we didn't say what LOSAP was, it's Length of Service Awards Program.
And that was pegged at one tax point when Ted, Walter, Scott, and I were on the council, which would be about $85,000 now.
Since then, the state has changed that requirement. I don't think it's a tax point any longer, right, Gail?
Yeah. But it fluctuates depending on how many emergency service personnel are qualified within a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
Okay. Anyone else wish to discuss the budget?
Seeing no one, move, we close public.
Second.
Are we closing it or are we going to continue?
Well, what
closing.
Public discussion.
Public
discussion. You're not adopting tonight, though.
Okay.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Caucus?
Yeah.
Mayor, Ms. Rohde asked us if we could carry the adoption to May 1st. I guess we can change it if, in fact.
In motion.
So she's got a whole list of things to be.
Yeah, under manager's report, she has some items that she would like to list on a May 1st meeting.
You want a separate resolution for the budget, though?
Does she have the budget here?
Yeah.
What is the
fourth from the top?
All right. Well, this is a consent agenda resolution. So if this is covered on the consent agenda.
No, it's not. I'm going to take care of that in the manager's report, but I wanted to let you know that she's going to have that meeting.
All right.
So if you could carry this to that meeting, that would be good.
You made the motion. I second it. Bill, can you? Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Taucus?
Yes.
Okay, the next item is ordinance number 2008-11.
Let me put on my upper glasses. I cannot.
Sure.
Thank you.
Ernie's.
Okay, can I, if I may have a motion to read this ordinance by title?
So moved.
Second.
I'm used to planning board and board of adjustment. I don't know your voice. With Don and Bill?
Don, and I'll second it.
Pick a couple of names.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Taucus?
Yes.
Ordinance number 2008-11, ordinance amending Chapter 4, General Licensing and Business Regulations, Section 4-16, Police, Fire, or Other Emergency Alarm Systems. Mr. Mayor, the matter can be open to the public for comment.
Resolution.
No.
Anyone wishing to discuss?
Seeing no one, move we close public.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Caucus?
Yes.
Okay, I'll recite a resolve that an ordinance number 2008-11, an ordinance amending Chapter 4, General Licensing and Business Regulations, Section 4-16, Police, Fire, or Other Emergency Alarm System, being is hereby adopted, and the municipal clerk is directed to publish notice of the same in the official newspaper of the municipality.
So moved.
Second.
Mayor
Discussion.
Davidson?
Oh. Go ahead, Helen.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Caucus?
Yes.
Okay, the next one, Mr. Mayor, is ordinance number 2008-12, where I can have a motion to read by title.
Move it.
Second. Who was ready?
Well, I don't want to confuse her now.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Caucus?
Yes.
An ordinance to amend Chapter 2 entitled Administration of the Revised Ordinances of the Borough of Ringwood to provide for a maximum number of 2 persons to hold the rank of lieutenant in the police department. The matter can be open for public discussion, Mr. Mayor.
Anyone wish to speak to that ordinance? Please step forward.
I do intend to address the audience, but first I'd like to suggest that you give Councilman Taukus an extra fee if he's going to be the assistant here, or you let him change seats on occasion and rotate responsibilities.
I'll move.
I take the money. He's our bouncer. That's why he's there.
Again, please, I just want to preface what I'm about to say is nothing against slight against the police department in Ringwood. Police protection is priceless. Unfortunately, we have to put a price on it. And that's when I get concerned. Generally, I don't care if someone's a captain, lieutenant, patrolman, sergeant. They're all professionals. They all know what they're doing. They all wear a badge and carry a gun. Question I have is, and I believe this was originally brought up by former Councilman McAllen, we have about 23 members on the police force. We have 5 sergeants, a captain, a chief of police. So right now there are eight people. That leaves about a dozen that they're supervising. And the reason I'm interested in this, because normally if someone is promoted to a lieutenant, because you're making an extra lieutenant position, is they get a corresponding raise in salary. That's when I get interested. Question I have is, with an extra lieutenant, that would make 5 sergeants that I believe are supervisory type positions, 2 lieutenants, captain, that's 6, 7, 8 people supervising 14. It seems top heavy. Can you explain why we need such a top heavy department? And when it's top heavy, the salaries are higher. We just saw from Deputy Borough Manager Scott Heck's presentation that the police force is more than half of the budget. Could you tell me why we have to have a top-heavy police department?
Oh, really not top-heavy.
Well, I think my understanding, Mr. Michelin, is there's very specialized operations that these police officers are required to do. And what my understanding further is that the captain's position is going to be eliminated due to a retirement coming up soon. Having 2 lieutenants is not historically, an anomaly. I think I have the 2001 organization chart that has 2 lieutenants, and 1993 has 2 lieutenants in it. It's something historically the borough has done. Knowing the chief, if the chief runs a good department and manages his budget as good as we could wish, and if the chief thinks this is the right idea and the borough manager, Manager Rohde, thinks this is a good idea, I'm apt to go along with them as far as how they think they should organize the police department.
So they're actually eliminating one of those, what I'm calling a supervisory position. That person is either retiring or being let go, whatever.
Eliminating the position.
But there's a contemplation of retirement. And what the chief wants to do is build, as we say in sports, build up the bench, your bench strength. So there's a provision for 1 lieutenant already. So you're adding 1 position. And if this other officer retires, you'll have the same number of ranking officers.
Okay, so you couldn't, when that retirement happens, you couldn't promote a sergeant? Or
the point is, I mean, this is a management decision in the department to have this the experiential level there. Mm-hmm. So you anticipate retirements, you prepare for them so there's no void when the retirement occurs.
Just my general question then is, it seems top-heavy with, we have what I'll call five, six, seven, eight, nine people, nine chiefs supervising 14 Indians. It seems to be a top-heavy department. Just wanted to get comments on that.
Well, there'll only be three. Eventually, there'll only be three superior officers, and I don't go along with your caption of top-heavy. I think most departments have a lot more superior officers per officer than Ringwood does. So we would have we would have probably in a year or so we'd have three. Lieutenant and above.
Real quick, right? If you want one sergeant per shift, that's three sergeants plus a detective sergeant is four sergeants, right there. It doesn't seem to be out of line, does it?
Well, unlike Borough Attorney Klemek, I'm not going to get into the workings of the police department because I'm not familiar with how it should work.
Neither
I'm just asking the council. You guys are the elected officials. You're the ones that are also running our budget. Spearheading it, I'll say. It just seems that are we promoting, you know, creating this position too quickly? Why not wait until retirement?
Well, you heard the philosophy of why not waiting for retirement.
Okay, thank you.
I guess reasonable people can disagree.
I can answer, Mr. Connolly. I'm sorry.
No, the structure that they're going to, now that they're taking the captain out of the equation, they're going to actually have two lieutenants. One's going to be an administrative boss, so to speak. The other one is going to be operational, overseeing patrol and a detective bureau. The sergeants underneath them each have a squad that they're responsible for. So what you now have is you have the administration reporting to one lieutenant, and you have your patrol sergeants reporting to another lieutenant, and that's how they're
so they're eliminating a captain position and creating a lieutenant position.
Correct.
Okay.
That's basically
that answers my question. Thank you.
And there is a bump in salary between lieutenant.
But, you know, I think it comes out to be almost a wash.
Yeah,
I could be mistaken because it's not much of a bump, and there is no overtime.
No overtime for the lieutenant.
Again, I'm not privy to this as just a regular citizen.
No.
If, you know, the council
also
can make these things clear, it helps me understand, and I'm sure the folks watching at home would understand
also
that, too.
Also, when you need a sergeant on every shift to be a shift commander, if you do not have a sergeant, and one of the patrolmen becomes a shift commander, and he gets overtime to be a sergeant.
Yeah.
So whatever that overtime is with respect to, is it one time, time and a half, double time, I don't really know. But there is a difference there in a bump in salary. Otherwise, if you have your regular shift commander sergeant there, you don't have any increase in the salaries.
When that person is acting sergeant. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying if you have a patrolman that's an acting sergeant, yeah, there is a considerable bump in overtime.
Okay,
for
thank
that
you.
Position.
Thank you very much. You answered my question.
Okay. Anyone else wish to be heard on this ordinance?
I'll move we close public.
Second.
Roll call.
Bless my sheet.
Bless his discussion. Council motion discussion.
Motion to close. There was a vote.
I got a motion.
Motion
to close.
Second.
Yeah,
roll call.
I second.
Mayor Davidson,
yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson,
yes.
Council Members Conley,
yes.
Marsala,
yes.
Schaefer, Spear.
Close, right? This is to close?
Close. Mm-hmm. Public portion.
Yes.
Spear, Taucus.
Yeah.
I'll recite it right. Resolve an ordinance to amend Chapter 2 entitled Administration of the Revised Ordinance of the Borough of Ringwood. Provide for the maximum number of two persons to hold the rank of lieutenant in the police department. Be and is hereby adopted, and the municipal clerk is directed to publish notice of same in the official newspaper of the municipality.
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council Members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
No.
Spear?
Yes.
Taucus?
Yes.
Okay.
Now,
business, right?
Scott, 2008-13 will be introduced this evening.
Yes.
Go on inquiries. Okay.
Yes.
All right, ordinance 2008-13. This is an ordinance to increase the quarry inspection fees. They're currently $4,000, to increase them to $8,000 effective January 1 of next year. Can I have a motion to read by title?
So moved.
Second.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council Members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Taucus?
Yes.
An ordinance amending Chapter 26, Quarries, the revised ordinance of the Borough of Ringwood to establish inspection fees at $8,000 per year. I'll recite a resolution. Be it resolved that the aforementioned ordinance be is hereby introduced with second reading to occur on, that would be when, folks, our next...
May 1st?
May 1st.
No, that's the work session.
That's the work session.
So then it's
8:15.
What are we talking about?
8:15.
8:15.
Next business meeting?
The 15th.
Okay.
8:15.
At 7:30 p.m. or soon thereafter, the matter can be heard, and the borough clerk is hereby directed to publish notice of the said ordinance in the newspaper, in the official newspaper of the municipality, and a copy shall be on record, shall be available in the clerk's office for inspection by the public during regular business hours. Motion is second.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsalis?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Baucus?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Heck, ordinance 2008-14 is temporarily removed from the agenda?
Yes, we'd like to carry that to the next meeting.
Motion to carry that.
Okay.
Ordinance 2008-14, which is an ordinance for introduction.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsalis?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Baucus?
Yes.
Okay. On to resolutions. Do that. Read these. It's up to you.
Resolution 2008-142 is approval of the bill list. You can do them one by one, Dick, or are you going to do them?
The bill list.
Consent
we would approve it one
item at a
time.
Okay. Yeah. Whereas the chief financial officer has certified that funds are available for the payment of the selected payment list in the amount of $447,759.64, and the handwritten checklist in the amount of $857,746.42 to be credited to the listed accounts.
Which accounts are set forth in the record?
Okay. For a total of $1,305,506.06.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Oh, wait. No.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
I abstain.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Baucus?
Yes.
Resolution 2008-143, whereas the chief financial officer has certified that the funds are available for the handwritten checks paid in the month of March 2008 in the amount of $768,158.66 and credited to the listed accounts for the same total.
Do you have a motion?
So moved.
So moved. Second.
Second, Bill.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Baucus?
Yes.
2008-144 is a resolution opposing the closing of the state parks. Would you like me to read it in its entirety, Mr. Mayor?
Do that.
Well, it's a decision.
I'll read it.
I think you should. It carries some very important issues for the people of Ringwood.
2008-144, opposing the partial closure of Ringwood State Park, including full closure of Shepherd's Lake Recreational Area and the reduced hours for the events at Ringwood Manor Historic Site. Whereas over 17 million visitors use New Jersey State Parks and Forests each day for camping, swimming, hiking, boating, historical tours, and other recreational activities. And whereas Ringwood State Park is one of the most beautiful and most important links in the New Jersey park system, representing a vital source in the state of New Jersey. And whereas there are numerous business enterprises in the northeast New Jersey that rely heavily on the commerce granted by the tourism who visits Ringwood State Park each year. And whereas Ringwood State Park is the location of Shepherd's Lake Recreational Area and a beautiful area utilized by thousands of visitors each year for an affordable recreation, including swimming, picnicking, and hiking. And whereas Ringwood Manor Historic Site is treasured historic landmark that hundreds of Ringwood school children visit each year to experience their state and local history. And whereas the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection is giving consideration to the full closure of Shepherd's Lake Recreation and the reduced hours of Ringwood Manor Historic Site in the response to the budget pressures of the state of New Jersey state government. And whereas the mayor and council of the borough of Ringwood consider it to be a travesty that the portions of the Ringwood State Park representing a successful and popular venue of tourism and economic stimulus would be closed and would lead to the extensive and wide business failures in North Jersey, serving to further exacerbate the economic recession currently in effect, as well as the increase of loss of tax revenue by the increased tax appeals created by loss of property valuation. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the mayor and council of the borough of Ringwood. Ringwood does hereby oppose the closure of Shepherd's Lake Recreational Area and reduced hours of Ringwood Manor Historic Site, and be it further resolved that the mayor and council of the borough of Ringwood respectfully points out to Governor Corzine, New Jersey DEP Commissioner Lisa Jackson, and the entire state legislature that the solution to the fiscal problems in Trenton's must not be sought by pursuing the budget cuts that will cause economic collapse of the Northeast New Jersey.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Beer?
Yes.
Talk?
Yes.
Mayor, if I may just make a comment just on this. This is a travesty. That one sentence covers it all. We are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars buying property to preserve for open space. Here we're surrounded by state parks, and they're going to be shut down to cut the budget. We need to do something now. We need to keep doing it until we see this resolved.
Thank you.
Sure. Resolution 2008-162. Be it resolved that the Municipal Council of the Borough of Ringwood hereby authorizes an amendment to professional service contract awarded to Housing and Community Development Services, Inc., for additional services required to provide technical advice and assistance in connection with the Borough Small Cities Grant and to assist the Borough with administration and implementation of the Small Cities Community Development Block Grant in the amount of $13,500 from $12,000 approved by Resolution 2008-88 on February 21st, 2008. And be it further resolved that the Municipal Council of the Borough of Ringwood hereby approves a payment in the amount of $970 to the Housing and Community Development Services, Inc.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Tarkus?
Yes.
2008-163 is an award to a design firm to design Carltondale Road improvement. Whereas the Borough of Ringwood published in the Spurs and Trends issue of Sunday, March 30, 2008, that it was soliciting proposals for professional engineering services for Carltondale Road Improvements, contract number 2008-2, under the fair and open provisions of NJSA 19:44A-20.4. And whereas the three proposals were received, opened, and read out loud on April 10, 2008, by the acting borough manager, Kelly Rohde. And whereas upon review by the borough engineer, Jeff Newhaus, the recommendations as follows award the following award of this contract under the fair and open provision of the law. And whereas the chief financial officer has certified that funds are available, now therefore be it resolved that this contract for professional engineering services for Carltondale Road Improvements, contract number 2008-2, be awarded to T&M Associates, 11 Tinnendall Road, Middletown, New Jersey, 07748, and that their bid price was $30,300, and be it further resolved that the unsuccessful bidders be notified of the same. Be it further resolved that the mayor and council and the municipal clerk be and hereby authorized to execute the agreement of the said project award.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Tarkus?
Yes.
We would request that you carry 2008-164 to our next meeting on the 15th.
Motion. Mr. Mayor, motion.
Yes, we need a motion on that.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Tarkus?
Yes.
Okay, 2008-165 is Recreation Open Space Trust Fund money that they're transferring to recreation for bathrooms and irrigation. Be it resolved that the Municipal Council of the Borough of Ringwood hereby approves transferring $35,500 from the Open Space Trust Fund and Recreation to help defray the cost of the Hewitt Field irrigation and the bathroom facilities at DeSimone Field.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
I would just add that this was approved at the last Open Space meeting, and it was also endorsed by the Environmental Commission. Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Tarkus?
Yes.
Consent agenda resolution 2008-145.
166 we carry.
I'm sorry, 166 we're going to carry to our next meeting as well. So I guess that would be on the 15th.
Right.
Motion again, Walter.
Motion again, please.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Taukus?
Yeah.
That's okay. The consent agenda resolutions. Consent agenda is 2008-145. Whereas the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Ringwood has reviewed the consent agenda consisting of various proposed resolutions, and whereas the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Ringwood is not desirous of removing any resolutions from an individual action from that agenda, now therefore be it resolved that the following resolutions on the consent agenda are hereby approved. 2008-145 is the approval of the consent agenda. 2008-146 is the approval of payroll and payroll transfers. 2008-147 is the approval of water credit. 2008-148 is authorized redemption tax sale certificate number 06016, block 877, lot 16.05. 2008-149 is the authorized redemption tax sale certificate number 06017, which is block 877, lot 16.06. 2008-150, authorized redemption tax sale certificate number 04007, which is block 726, lot 82. 2008-151, cancellation of old checks to surplus. 2008-152, approval of 2008 Click-It and Ticket Program, the Click-It and Ticket grant applications to the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety. 2008-153, approval of the grant application for Aware ASAP 2009. 2008-154, approval of the application for monies for Aware and Aware ASAP at 2009. 2008-155, release of public improvement maintenance bond Fiero subdivision on Maria Court. 2008-156, approve raffle license Skylands Clean July 19th. 2008-157, approve raffle license St. Catherine's Church June 25th through the 29th. 2008-158, approve raffle license Ringwood Ambulance Corps June 7th. 2008-159, approve raffle license Ringwood Educational Foundation May 17th. And lastly, 2008-160, approve raffle license St. Catherine's Church May 10th.
I'll move it.
Second.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
I just have one question. Was 2008-168 supposed to be in there?
Did I miss it?
Special business
no,
meeting?
That's
no, I'm going to do that under the manager.
Okay. Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Taukus?
Yes.
The 2008-168 is a meeting that I didn't know if anybody had anything else to add to this meeting for May 1st. We spoke of it earlier in the evening. Is there anything else that you want to add besides the listed items? Hold on.
No.
Okay. Then I'll move forward with Consent Agenda Resolution 2008-168. Be resolved that the Mayor and Council of the Borough of Ringwood calls for a special meeting on the following matters to be held on Thursday, May 1st, 2008, immediately following this scheduled work session meeting at 8 p.m. at the Violet E. Bogart Municipal Annex, 60 Margaret King Avenue, Ringwood, New Jersey, 07456. And the items that they're talking about is the introduction of an ordinance 2008-14, a tree ordinance, possible action on a purchase of real property block 311 lot 4, amendment to the temporary capital budget, possible adoption of the 2008 municipal budget, approval of the pavement to the school board election poll workers.
Make that motion.
Second.
The only thing to add to it, this technical language that the municipal clerk is hereby directed to publish notice of the meeting in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and formal action may be taken.
Thank you, Ms. Clunan.
Mayor Davison?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Talk?
Yes.
Okay, a couple of the things that we have. As everyone probably got in their mail today, they got a letter and a notification from the revaluation company that's starting, I think, on Monday. There's some information in here. They also have phone numbers and websites set up should you have any questions, but they will be out and around starting Monday. I don't know exactly what their time schedule is, but they're trying to they have a schedule by which the tax assessor has to try and get this completed. So you did receive these in the mail today.
The website that you guys have approved is well underway. We're hoping to have this interactive website up and running within the next 6 weeks, and we're going to continue to add to it. We're trying to make it as user-friendly as we possibly can so that the public can get more Borough Hall items and Borough Hall documents online. We're going to try and get that up and running in the next 6 weeks, and it may go through a couple of upgrades after that, but hopefully that will be up and running soon. Also, I could use a committee to review the tree ordinance. We have a meeting set up. Ms. Rohde asked if there was anybody. I know Mr. Spear is going to participate. If anybody else would like to, I know.
When's the meeting?
I think it's Tuesday. The first meeting is Tuesday evening.
22nd.
That would be 4:22.
No, I know.
I'd like to be on that committee.
I'll be on that
Spear.
22nd.
Marcella and Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Okay, motion to establish that committee.
And Bill, you are, yes?
What time is the meeting?
I think it's 7:30, but I'm not sure. 7:30 or 8.
Hold up, I'll tell you in a second. I don't want to jump on.
Does anybody else jump in to be on this committee? If not, put Mr. Marcella on.
That's for me.
And if he can make the meeting, he can make the meeting.
Fine. Motion?
Okay. Motion to establish a committee to revise and review and make recommendations regarding the tree ordinance three aforementioned persons.
Yes, make it.
Motion, second.
You were the second?
I'll second.
Teddy. Mayor Davidson.
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson.
Yes.
Council members Conley.
Yes.
Marcella.
Yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Spear.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sure the manager has some other things that she will talk to you about on the first, if in fact she's here. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Kleenex.
Yes, mine would be under the executive session, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Mr. Kleenex, I would like to add two things to the executive session. It would be the County of Passaic regarding the Sky Island Lakes Bridge over Meadowbrook. Is that an appropriate item for closed session?
Yeah, that would be closed session. Disposition of property. Let me just write this down. That's Meadowbrook. That is the bridge in Skyline. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So I have one more thing. A resident would like to purchase some property from the Borough of Ringwood.
Okay, that would be a sale of an undersized lot to an adjacent property owner, I presume?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Anything else?
Have we been officially served by Wanacue, according to Mr. Barry's article, today, on the Wanacue Regional Sewer Authority?
We haven't been served that I'm aware of.
Okay, so I guess there's no sense in discussing it tonight. Okay, we'll hold off to the next meeting. Great. That's it.
Okay, yeah, but general public portion.
We've got to do that first.
We also have the other two items on the that's already listed on the executive session, Mr. Kleenex.
Yeah. Well, I was going to save the resolution until
after we have the second public.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll proceed with the second public portion before we go into closed. By all means, system. What is our website?
Covered.
Covered.
www.ringwoodnj.net. It's usually right in front there, but the table didn't get moved tonight. www.ringwoodnj.net. Net.
Not net.
Not net. And I might add, you can contact any borough employee by using their first initial and their last name.
Right.
ringwoodnj.net. So you don't have to always bother the council.
For example, sheck@ringwoodnj.net.
Sheck.
Almost sheck.
Wow.
Anyone else have anything they'd like to say?
Oh, it's a good one.
Oh, my.
All right.
He's getting paid now.
You got to kneel to that one, right?
Similar to where I left off, I felt that maybe we should wait. But I just remembered, I have a recording from the Highlands that you'd find interesting if I'm allowed to play it here.
A recording?
a recording on my cell phone.
I would suggest that maybe you come in and see Ms. Rohde or myself, and if it's an appropriate thing, then we'll certainly pass it on to the mayor and council.
All right, so I should wait?
Yeah, you come in and I would suggest you go and see Ms. Rohde or myself and go from then. And then if it's appropriate, then I don't have any problem.
All right, it's just basically going to say that what I said.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Can I make that appointment now?
I don't have my schedule in front of me, but you could call me tomorrow morning. I'll be in.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Or email.
Or you could email.
At check.
Okay. Anyone else wish to come forward? Mrs. Urassi?
Just to address the Anita Urassi, 87 Smoky Ridge Road, just to address the closing of the parks issue, there is a petition being circulated in Ringwood, and I think it would be a good announcement to make.
Sure.
On behalf of that. I think I signed it, but I don't really remember who started the petition. I think it has to do with maybe the workers in the park, the employees. But certainly, I think if the residents in Ringwood knew about it, they'd be signing it.
Oh, where sure. is this located? Where people
well,
can go to sign it?
I signed it in the library at a at a writing group meeting. But
many
is
of
it
the businesses
posted
there? Have it. You know, they have it down
is
at the Alpine
Is it sitting
Deli.
There where the people can
yeah.
go in there to the?
I
library?
Don't know. I just signed it, and you know, it was after a writing session, and I just signed the petition and. But it would be something that I think if people knew about it, they'd sign it, definitely.
Maybe we could contact the library and see if they have it.
I don't think it's in the. I don't think the library is doing it. I think.
No, I'm saying maybe somebody just left it there to be signed.
I don't think
town.
So. I think it's around, but I don't.
Businesses have it on their counters. I know.
They do.
Alpine Deli
yeah,
has,
so it'd be good to
it.
Make an announcement.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
All.
I know many businesses have. There's two different. Petitions. One is relative, more specific to the employees, and one is specific to the closure in total. So they are out there. They are in many of the businesses. So feel free to go to sign them.
Okay.
Did we not hear that there was a bus went down there today to Trenton? Did
on
we
that
hear
particular
that
particular issue?
Yeah.
I didn't hear
yeah.
that.
Where's
he going?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we talked
from
to...
from town?
Make it his title change.
What was her name we talked to yesterday?
He's Carpenter now, but he must be...
From Skylands.
Skylands Road?
No, Skylands.
Clean?
Clean?
The place.
Oh.
So the woman Skyland used to be on the Skylands board.
Oh, Betty Weiss.
Betty Weiss.
Okay, I didn't hear that part.
She said yesterday that, I understand that was a bus going down to Trenton today on the yeah. right on the issue of... I don't know, I thought you said today, but I could be wrong. I know there is a... If the trip wasn't today, then there is a bus trip planned to go down to Trenton on this particular issue of park closures. If we can find it out before our next meeting, if it's after, great. We missed it.
I don't know, Mayor, if it's, I mean, if this is appropriate, but whoever is running this or whoever does have a petition, possibly call Borough Hall here. They can post it on Channel 77, and that might be the quickest way for people to see it. So a petition or the bus?
Well, not the petition you can't post.
Well,
but
no, but
you'll have to look around
it,
for it.
But who has the petition or where it can be signed?
We'll attempt to locate it.
Yeah.
If it's any general place open to the public, we'll post it.
Right,
and
right.
even
sure.
put it on the website.
We can do the website for the bus if we find yeah. out when it's going yeah. down.
We'll get as much information we can as to the petition. And maybe, sister, you busy tomorrow? Okay, where are we?
We need a resolution for closing
closed okay.
public portion.
Who moved it, Bill?
Bill.
I'll second that.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Spear?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yeah.
Attorney will now.
Oh, no, you're mayor.
Mayor.
We're going to do that first. Okay. All right. Are we going to keep the cameras here or no? Keep the cameras. Let them go.
Okay.
Well, we'll do the mayor and council report before we go into closed session, and probably allow the
yeah, they can go
TV
this.
Committee to
sure.
go, since it could be a elongated executive session, if everyone agrees. Okay? Council discussion, we started there over here. Councilman Dawkins.
Okay, I don't want to belabor the issue. But generally what happens is that when we leave here and I take my little package of stuff with me, it goes in the back seat of my car, and it stays there for quite a while. And somebody, one of my colleagues came into the building at work and said, there's somebody living in the back of your car because it was just stacked with papers. Well, I decided to go through them, and I did. And what I came up with, some of the things, I came up with probably a dozen resumes for borough manager. And even though there was no formal going out to solicit when the word gets out, when the manager was released, even before he left, we started getting resumes, and we had a number of them. I must have thrown away a dozen of them. Now, some of them were specific. They were all for the manager's position. Some of them specifically were people who had experience and who had been managers looking for a job, and there was several of them. They send it out hoping that their experience will catch your eye and you'll give them an interview. Some of those people who did not have the specific borough manager / or borough administrator experience would probably have applied for the deputy manager's position also. I can say without any hesitation that Mr. Heck outshined all of those resumes, including some of the people who applied for the manager's position and had experience. I think also the position was created because when the borough manager is not able, for whatever the reason, being out of town or ill, the borough clerk steps in as the next in command. Being the fact that Ms. Rohde is the acting borough manager and the clerk, there is nobody to step into that position. And the deputy manager's position was therefore, wasn't created, was supposed to be there because you needed a chain of command. And again, looking back at all the resumes that I had, I'm very pleased that Mr. Heck was available for the position, and I have the utmost confidence in his abilities. And I can allay your fears, if any of you have any, as you see his performance over a period of time. I'm sure you'll agree that we made exactly the right choice. Thank you.
I second that.
Thank you.
Okay. Councilman Conley.
I have to do a volunteer minute here for a moment. I have to announce these or I'll get in trouble when I get home. The auxiliary of the Erskine Lakes Fire Company, Tricky Trey, is May 16th down at the Regency House. I'm going to be calling the numbers again. Call Tara 962-1606 for tickets. And the Skyline Firehouse is hosting a vendor craft fair on Saturday, May 3rd from 10 to 3. Any questions or if you want to be a vendor, 839-4797. And April 27th, Magic Touch Hair Salon is having a cut-a-thon to benefit the three fire companies. And there's also a
car wash, right?
Benefit at the car wash. A certain part of the money from all the cars washed that day are also going to go to the three fire companies. And the auxiliary of the ambulance corps has a fish and chips dinner, 6 to 8, May 16th?
5 to 7.
5 to 7,
May 16th.
That's it.
Thank you, sir. Councilman Marsala?
Let me just ask about the auxiliary. What happened to that 50-50 thing that they were doing in lieu of the golf outing?
We have the 50-50 going. Anyone wants tickets, they're $50.
I do.
And we're only selling 200 of them, and it'll be a $5,000 to the winner. And it'll be taking place. The numbers will be called, I think it's October 1st. Don't quote me on that date, but we're selling them now.
Okay. Councilman Marsala.
I was going to say progress, but I apologize for being late. I got hung up at work, but I wish I was here just to hear the comments that were made. I can only imagine. I concur with Councilman Talkus, everything that he has said about the hiring process and the quality of people that are brought in. And God knows I've sat up here for 7 years and heard many people say that this is a unique town with unique characteristics. And while we did receive resumes of some experienced and qualified people, none were more qualified than the people that are sitting up at Borough Hall running our borough right now. And part of that was not only their experience in general business and running facilities and maintenance management of some very large facilities, as Mr. Heck has, it's also their experience with this town specifically and the unique issues facing the town. So as Mr. Taukus has said, I am very confident that over time you will see that the performance will prove that the right decision was made. And I know the council has the utmost confidence in these people. So that's it, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes, thank you. I have a number of things just to mention, but the top on my list did become to be Mr. Heck. The issue of turning this into a political situation is just really a shame because, yes, we have had a number of resumes since the beginning of the year for manager. None were appropriate. So Kelly did decide to take on the role temporarily and needed help. We have serious situations in town, and there was no one better qualified than Scott Heck. And it is absolutely amazing to see the things that have been done this year, so many more things than the 2.5 years of me being on this council. It is blowing my mind. So when this all does get out in public, all the things that have been accomplished so far, people will see that this is not a political issue. This is just the right person being put in the right position. My next thing, some residents have mentioned to me that at Peter Cooper School, there's very, very early morning pumping being done from the septic or the holding tank and being trucked away. This is disturbing to the residents because it seems like it happens about 6:30 in the morning. I know, Mr. Heck, I just mentioned it to you today, and have you heard any more about this?
I contacted Jim Mallon at the superintendent. I guess he's the acting superintendent at the school.
No, he's the acting SBA.
Okay. He did not get back to me yet, but I did leave a rather lengthy message with his secretary to get back to me. He may have this afternoon, but as you know, I was on the tour of Upper Ringwood today with professionals. So I'm not sure, but I will get back to you tomorrow and find out if, in fact, they're complying with the rules that we have in terms of noise in the morning and why they have to pump so often. So I'll get back to you tomorrow on that so you can report back.
No, I guess the reason of pumping and bringing it to Erskine is to keep Erskine functioning properly. I understand that. It's just, and I understand that they don't want children in the area. So when school is not in session, so why can't it be like a 4:30 in the afternoon instead of a 6:30 in the morning? That's really, I think, probably the most important thing.
This just happened?
Well, it's
no, this has been going on a long time.
I think maybe they're starting.
But it's a very, very early morning where if I was a retired person, I wouldn't appreciate that.
How much noise can I make?
A lot of noise if you live right there.
I think I'll find out how often they're doing it, if they can move it up a little later in the morning. And you are correct. The Erskine plant is designed for a larger volume, so they do truck some material there. So, but I'll get back to you tomorrow on that. Hopefully he'll call me back. If not,
Thank
I'll follow
you.
Up.
Okay. And then I'll reach out to the resident that contacted me. This year again, the farmers market is going to take place, and opening day is May 31st. From what I understand, it's the same day as Ringwood Cleanup Day. So we're going to have a lot of activity over at the parking ride, but I think it's all going to be great. So everyone who was looking forward to Farmers Market, it is starting back up. I don't know a lot more details, but I know they have a lot more vendors and a lot of great things happening. My husband heads out to meetings every week now, and It sounds like it's going to be bigger and better than last year. But May 31st, mark your calendars, is opening day. Let's see. Just to confirm about Linda, about the raffle, this raffle is taking place to support the Ambulance Corps and to raise funds. Normally, we run a golf outing. We don't have the staff to run a golf outing this year. That's our biggest fundraiser. So if people can come out and purchase raffle tickets, this will be huge for us. It really would be a big help. So any of us members, you can purchase tickets from. You have two members right here on the council. But around town, we have a number of members that live around town. So if you know of any Ambulance Corps auxiliary members, please contact them, and you can purchase raffle tickets. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. I got to jump in again.
Want to go back?
Donna brought something up that I wanted to jump in. I don't mean to belabor the point because I wasn't here, so I don't know what was said. But if she referred to, I guess, the appointment of Mr. Heck being of political nature, what I'd like to say is, the easy decision would have been not to hire Mr. Heck, okay? We realized that issue was going to come up. I mean, I commend the council to make the difficult decision to hire the best person for the position, even though it might mean, political sacrifice for this. But I commend the council for making the decision for what's best for Ringwood and for making the hard decisions that weren't made the last 4 years. That's it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Helen, do you have a report?
I do have one thing to add. Rockland Electric, I met with earlier in the week to talk about their response time to emergencies. As all of you know, we often have a lot of power outages, lines down, yes, wires down.
I know that too well.
It affects the residents, so I wanted to have a more definitive line of communication with Rockland Electric when we do have issues. And it also affects our emergency services and our police, because when there's a wire down, the police officer or the fire department has to stand by those wires to ensure that there's no backfeeding from generators or from anything else. So I met with them to get a more clear line of chain of command for communications. And to try and ensure that your power outages are dealt with in a quicker fashion. So I just didn't want to report that.
Thank you. Councilman Spear?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Two pretty nice events I got to attend in Ringwood this past week. One was baseball opening day. Had about 300 young baseball players out. Weather held up. Was able to get three games of baseball off. I just want to tip the cap to the board of Ringwood Baseball and all the coaches and volunteers that make that program run. And also, earlier this evening was the DARE graduation. There's about 110 or so fifth graders from the Hewitt School and all their families and siblings packed the Ryerson Gym for the DARE graduation. DARE program is the Drug Abuse Resistance Education Program. I want to thank the school board and the school administration for welcoming that program into the schools, and thank the DARE officers, Officer Rapp, Sergeant Hill, Chief Lombardo, and especially Officer Daniela DeHaze, who continue to teach the DARE program through her maternity leave. And maybe go out on a limb and speak for the entire council when I say that we're really proud of the fifth grade DARE graduates and the commitments you made to living a drug-free life. Good job. Thanks.
Thank you. Councilwoman Chamberlain.
I just have two things. First, tomorrow starts spring break in Ringwood. So the school children will all be on break next week. And if the weather is anything like today, they'll be out on their bikes, they'll be running around their yards, out in the streets. So please drive carefully. Slow down around the lakes and keep the children in mind because they will be out. And I just want to say I applaud you, Mr. Heck, on the excellent job that you have been since you were appointed to this office, and I thank you.
One thing I overlooked when we talked about Scott's appointment was the fact that, along with the borough manager leaving, is an administrative assistant in that office that's retiring the end of this month, and Ms. Rohde has indicated that she will assume those duties with the staff she presently has. So that's one person down altogether from the payroll. So that's one of the reasons our budget looks pretty good. Even though there's an increase in it, we're hoping to
get some of that increase out of there with the North Jersey sale. Our recycling department asked me to announce the Passaic County Household Hazardous Waste Collection date Sunday, April 27th, at the paratransit facility behind the old Treasure Island store on Route 23 northbound. There's a list of items you can bring. There are some unacceptable items. If you have any questions, these are items you wouldn't put in the normal recycling can on in Ringwood Recycling. So call Mike Hirschman at 973-475-7129. He'll let you know if you have any special items you want to check with. There's so many items, I don't think we can get it on the website, the sign, or Channel 77. It's a big list. In addition, another program they're starting over there in recycling. Hopefully, the residents will not be seeing these stickers, but there's a yellow sticker going to be put on their trash barrel by Scafaro Carting Company to warn the residents that they're not going to pick up a particular piece of can of garbage if it has recyclables in it. They're not inspecting your garbage, but if there's any recyclables showing, they'll put this on the can maybe once or twice. Then you'll get a final notice if it continues at the same address, indicating that a summons would be issued. So I just alert the residents. And the residents are doing a fine job from what we hear. Some of the businesses, Michael's still working with them. Emails went out, letters went out again today to some of the property owners. We just want to conform to the state-mandated recycling laws, and we understand there's some complaints about recycling. We're not 100%. We're not perfect as a community, but we're working towards it. The only other thing I wanted to mention, I received a letter from Montclair State University. I'd like to read it real quickly. On Monday evening, April 7th, the Montclair State University police received a report of a message written on a classroom desk threatening the safety of the campus. Within a very short period of time, 120 police officers and tactical response teams from over a dozen different law enforcement agencies made themselves available to assist in the implementation of a massive precautionary operation under the direction of the university police chief. On behalf of Montclair State University, I want to express my thanks and gratitude to Chief of Police Bernard Lombardo and to the members of the Ringwood PD who were on their feet and present in our buildings and all over our large campus for many hours. They were highly competent, friendly, and reassuring to the members of the Montclair State community. The Montclair State University Police Department has been called on to provide mutual aid in our neighboring communities. This time we needed help. It was your help, and it was provided with the highest professionalism. It's signed by the president of Montclair, Susan A. Cole. And I might add, there was some overtime involved in that, but Chief Lombardo has advised me that we're making an application, I guess, to the state to pick up that additional expenditure. But it's just the usual good job done by the Ringwood Police Department, and we do appreciate it.
That's Mayor, all. Yes. I have one other thing I forgot, and if I can remember. I think it's this Tuesday. The Environmental Commission is having for Earth Day a hike. It's at Mount Defiance. I believe it's at 10 o'clock, but I know it's on Channel 77. And I think you have to go up Morris Road, and it's right after the little house there. And it's at 10 o'clock. So if anyone wants to hike up Mount Defiance, feel free to be there. But I know it's on Channel 77. I'm not really sure of the time. Thanks.
Okay. Are you planning to go, Councilman Taukus?
I have to do my sock jaw that morning.
Okay. I'm done. Sorry, yes. Anything else?
Oh, God.
That's it. Motion to go in executive session?
This one item, sale of real property, is that prospective purchase of real property that we're referring to? Purchase,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Resolve that the municipal council are entering into executive session to discuss the following matters. Number one, prospective purchase of real property. Number two, Upper Ringwood litigation. Number three, prospective conveyance of bridge over Meadowbrook Road, Ringwood, New Jersey, to County of Passaic. And number four, potential sale of undersized lot owned by borough to adjoining property owner. These are contractual matters. Be it further resolved, the minutes of the meeting be maintained and be available for public inspection upon the conclusion of the matters. The public is advised that when the municipal council returns from the executive session, that it may take formal action on any matter discussed therein, or that it may take formal action on any other matter.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Is that Phil?
Yes.
Sorry.
I'm starting to get it. Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer?
Yes.
Talk?
Yes.
Why do the cameras have to be here?
Are you going to take action? Or?
Well, you might. Okay, the question is, what is the likelihood of formal action being taken? One item, the County Passaic issue, there is a likelihood of formal action being taken.
That's okay. You can... Yeah. You can brief it at the beginning of the next meeting.
Yeah,
we could do that.
Okay.
If there is formal action taken, we'll provide a briefing at the beginning of our next meeting so we can allow the very competent cable TV committee to leave at the end of this, right before the closed session. Thank you all.
Motion on this, I don't recall.
Motion.
Motion.
We did. Second. Eddie Donna to go into closed session.
Helen?
Well, what was that before, Dick? That was what you read. The motion for the resolution. And this.
That was the resolution.
Resolution for closed session. Okay, this is the motion to go into closed session.
Right.
Okay.
This is the motion adopting the resolution that I read.
It's all one motion.
Yes.
Mayor Davidson?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Anderson?
Yes.
Council members Conley?
Yes.
Marsala?
Yes.
Schaefer?
Yes.
Speer? Taukes?
Yes.
We're done, right?
Oh.